Our next piece was also written by Derek James. He recalled the days 90 years ago when Speedway arrived in Norwich. Dorothy is here to recall a sport that will become a way of life for generations of people.
Got you.
The noise, the smell, the excitement Speedway offers so much. Sadly, no more in Norwich, but there was a time. By the end of the 1920s, Speedway tracks were appearing across the country and thousands of people were gathering to watch as riders went hell for leather. It was fast, furious and dangerous. Back in the summer of 1930, a crowd of about 5,000 people watched the first meeting organised by Don Hannant for the Eastern Speedway's Motor Club. But it really took off the following year when racing began in Norwich. Riders were given numbers, with Speedy Jack Newlands being number one. And in July 1931, seating for 500 people were built at the Firs off Elsham Road, Norwich. It was time to get rid of the grass. Mind you, most of it had been worn away on the corners anyway, where clouds of dust rose high into the air as the riders broadsided around. The Firs was transformed into a stadium with a dirt track to make the racing faster and more exciting. And the first meeting was held in September 1931, a challenge match between Norwich and Staines. The first ever Norwich Stars team was Arthur Reynolds, captain, George Francis, vice-captain, Herb Peters, Bert Lynn, the great Johnny Bull and Joe Nelson, Jack Williams, Les Warboys and Don Dimes were the reserves. How the people loved the riders in action. By the end of the 1931 season, crowds had grown to more than 7,000, watching matches against the likes of Cambridge and Dagenham. The track at the Firs was relaid, a safety fence put up, and a new stand seating 600 people was built. This soon became a 1,200-seat grandstand. Crowds were growing. Racing got faster. League matches were held. In May 1932, Norwich attracted crowds of about 8,000, and one of the young stars was 17-year-old I-born Jeff Pimmer. Dear Jeff, who died in 2002, was a real gentleman, and it was a privilege to have known him. He went on to ride for England and in the World Championships. After he retired, he became a golfer and caddy, working around the world with golfers who were household names. As for the Firs, well, interest dwindled in Speedway in Norwich until a certain gentleman from Australia by the name of Max Groskreutz arrived in 1937. The racing returned, bigger and better than ever. The improvements made the track one of the fastest in the country. Norwich was becoming a top team with some of the best riders in the world, such as Bert Spencer thrilling the crowds. But then, with the outbreak of the Second World War, the lights went out and the gates locked. And they stayed that way until 1946. What happened next? Well, that's a story for another day.
Thank you, Dorothy. It seems we will have to wait for the next episode.